Peter is talking in a time where the Roman government is ruling, they're prosecuting and persecuting Christians. At the same time, there are false teachers in that time, as there are today, that are trying to deceive Christians, and they're trying to deceive people to keep them out of the kingdom of God.
Welcome to Somebody Loves You Radio, the Bible teaching ministry of Raul Reese in Diamond Bar, California. Raul has been a student and teacher of the Bible for nearly 50 years. His goal is to empower you with Scripture so you can stand strong in the Lord and not be swayed by those who reject God's truth. For a free DVD of Raul's testimony, visit SomebodyLovesYou.com or call 800-634-9165. Today in our study of 2 Peter, Raul will explore the insidious danger of false teaching within the church. He'll challenge you to safeguard yourself with the unchanging message of God's Word. Along the way, we'll get a look at the Bible's frequent warnings to steer clear of those who claim to be following the Lord, when in reality they're carving out their own rebellious path of deception and destruction. Today's lesson is titled, False Teachers Walk in the Flesh. In 2 Peter chapter 2, here's Raul Reese.
We're going to be dealing with verses 10 through 17 tonight, but he starts in verse 1. He says, but there will be false prophets among the people, even as there will be false teachers among you, who will secretly bring in destructive heresies, even denying the Lord who bought them, and bring on themselves swift destruction. And many will follow their destructive ways, because of whom the way of truth will be blasphemed. By covetousness, they will exploit you with deceptive words. For a long time, their judgment has not been idle, and their destruction does not, notice, slumber. Now, it's really important that we understand there's a class of people in the world today that Peter's going to talk about that are not afraid of God. They don't care. And it's incredible. When I was reading, I was just kind of blown away as I was studying, because when you begin to learn here that Peter is not only exposing false teaching, but he's exposing false teachers. Number one, who are denying the sovereignty and lordship of Jesus Christ, which means they also deny the virgin birth of Jesus Christ, his deity, his bodily resurrection, and his second coming, and the kingdom age. They don't really believe in a literal hell or a heaven. And so when you're talking to people like that, these are people that could really care less. You know, they don't want to listen to you, and they will say whatever they want to say to you without fear. So these types of people are heretics. They do not believe in the truth of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And so it's really important for us to understand that Peter is talking in a time where the Roman government is ruling, they're prosecuting and persecuting Christians. At the same time, there are false teachers in that time, as there are today, that are trying to deceive Christians. And they're trying to deceive people to keep them out of the kingdom of God. And they're saying to them, there is no literal hell. There is no heaven. The Bible is not God's word. This was man written. And these false teachers that Peter's going to talk to us about, these people did not care for anybody but themselves. So what does Peter do? He gives us a great warning, one of the most heaviest warning to the church about false teachers. Look how he begins in chapter 2, verse 10 through 17. He gives us the description of these false teachers. He says, especially those who walk according to the flesh in the lust of uncleanness and despise authority. They are presumptuous, self-willed, and they're not afraid to speak evil of who? Dignitaries. Wow. There's a lot of stuff in there in verse 10. What's amazing here is he makes a strong statement here that these people are the evolutionists. And so these people come to this place where they're sitting there and they have self-will lives. Self-will lives. They don't care about anybody but number one, me. Nobody else. They don't feel sorry for the poor. They don't feel sorry for nobody. They take advantage of people. It's amazing. He says here, notice that these false teachers are contradicting what? Truth. They contradict the truth of God. They love the lie rather than the truth. Remember what Paul said? Turn to Romans chapter 1 for a second, verse 18. Romans 1:18. Look what Paul says about these people. And this is Paul writing to the Romans again, saying that Peter was in Rome, remember? So he's writing and he says this, starting in verse 18. He says, "For the wrath of God is revealed from heaven against all ungodliness and unrighteousness of men who are suppressing the truth in unrighteousness." Now, these people that he's talking about, Paul and Peter, are people in the church. And look what he says. He says, "Because what may be known of God is manifested in them, for God has shown it to them. For since the creation of the world, his invisible attributes are clearly seen, being understood by the things that are made, and his eternal power and Godhead, so that they are without excuse." As you go outside tonight, well, maybe not here, but in the desert, you can see the universe, the stars. You know that God created the universe. With modern technology, we've learned so much more about our Creator, where we live. But these false teachers are always lying, always trying to say, "Oh yeah, you know, the world is 60 million years old." Really? Where does it say that? When you go back and you study the Word of God, God made 24-hour days. He made 7 days, 1 week when He created the world. When you follow the biblical doctrines of the Bible, you understand what God is saying. But if people don't study God's word or they reject it, then God gives them over to a reprobate mind. Look what Paul says. This is pretty incredible. Verse 20. He says, "For since the creation of the world, the invisible attributes are clearly seen, being understood by the things that are made, even His eternal power and Godhead, they are without excuse. Because although they knew God," see, even though they knew God, "they did not glorify Him as God, nor were thankful, but became empty in their thoughts, and their foolish heart was darkened." They gave up the truth of God for emptiness. They believed evolution rather than creation. Look what else he says. "Professing to be wise, they became stupid, fools. And what do? They changed the glory of the incorruptible God into an image made like corruptible men," notice that, "and birds, four-footed animals, creeping things." In archaeology, when they have uncovered in the city of Jerusalem, we were just there, and they uncovered the time of Jeremiah the prophet, they recognized that the city was burned by Babylon, so they found ashes in homes that were burned. And in those homes, when they went in and did the archaeology, they found hundreds of idols in the camp of Israel. Like Molech, Ashtaroth. I mean, hundreds of gods in their homes instead of the living God. God gave them over to a reprobate mind. And check this out what he says. "Therefore God gave them over to uncleanness and the lust of their own hearts to dishonor their bodies among themselves, who exchanged the truth of God for the lie and worship and serve the creature rather than the Creator who is blessed forever. So be it." Now watch this. "For this reason, God gave them up to their vile passions, for even their women exchanged the natural use of what is against nature." What does he mean by that? Lesbianism. Verse 27. "Likewise also the men leaving their natural use of the women." Did you see what he said? The men left the natural use of women. They knew it was wrong. And what do? They burn in their own lust one with another, men with men, committing what is shameful and receiving in themselves the penalty of their error, which was due homosexuality. Then he said what? And even as they did not like to retain God in their mind or their knowledge, God gave them over to a debased mind to do those things which are not fitting. God said, you want to do that? Go ahead, destroy yourself. And then I'm going to judge you, like Sodom and Gomorrah. He says, being filled with all unrighteousness, sexual immorality, wickedness, covetousness, maliciousness, full of envy, murder, strife, deceit, evil-mindedness. They are whisperers, backbiters, haters of God, violent, proud, notice, boasters, inventors of evil things, disobedient to their parents, undiscerning, untrustworthy, unloving, unforgiving, unmerciful, who knowing the righteous judgment of God, that those who practice such things are deserving of death, not only do the same, notice, but they also approve those who practice them. Wow. So now you see why Peter was so concerned. Peter is saying in chapter 2, verse 10, especially those who are walking not according to the Spirit, according to what? According to the flesh. And what? And the desires of uncleanness, and they despise authority. What does he mean by authority? Well, the word authority here means spiritual government. They don't want God to tell them what to do. Look what else they do. This is pretty heavy. They are presumptuous or arrogant, proud, and self-willed. That means self-pleasing. They don't care about the other persons. They only care about themselves. And then what else? And they are not afraid to speak evil of dignitaries, or they're not afraid to speak evil of Jesus Christ or of his angels, like Michael and Gabriel and all the other angels. They're not afraid. And then what else he says? Verse 11, notice the contrast. He says, were angels like Michael and Gabriel, the archangels, and then the seraphims and the cherubims and the millions and billions of angels, he says, who are greater in power and might, do not bring a reviling accusation against them, against the angels before the Lord. He says, if these angels do not dare to judge any other angel in power, then how can these people not be afraid of God and speak like that? Think about that. They're not afraid of Satan. They're not afraid of his demons. They're not afraid to speak of the good angels and speaking of Jesus Christ. They're pretty far gone. These people that he's talking about here, they're not afraid to say anything. And then look what else he says, verse 12. He says, but false teachers like natural beasts. What does he mean? They have that animal instinct. They don't believe in God. They do whatever the world is doing. They do it full power. They don't care. They want to fulfill the desires of their flesh through pornography, through the different lusts of the flesh that are given to us, drinking, drugs, all these things that are there to destroy a person's life and have no conscience, no conviction. And who's behind that? Satan. His demons. Think of how many people like that in the world we know that have been deceived by Satan and his demons. And then you think of all the people that are not afraid of God. They're not afraid of Satan. And at the same time, they're not afraid to die. And they live like hell on this world. Just like Peter's saying here. And they deny the power of the truth of God. Check this out. Look what he says. But like natural beasts or wild animals, made to be caught and destroyed, they speak evil of things they don't understand. Notice that. When they read the Bible, they say the Bible is not God's word. They don't understand. Why? They don't have the Spirit of God. You see? He's telling you what they're doing. And will utterly perish in their own corruption. They're going to end up in hell in the lake of fire. They don't want to believe it, but that's the truth. They're going to be destroyed. And who's destroying them? Themselves. They rather believe the lie rather than the truth. And Satan, with those people, gives them up because Satan knows they're destroying themselves. And then he says this, verse 13. He says, and will receive the wages of unrighteousness, which means what? They're going to be paid by judgment. So Peter is putting this picture with us tonight so that we can understand and maybe have a heart for people like this so that we can reach out to them before it's too late for them. Because if they ever cross that line that God has set up and they commit the unpardonable sin, not even God himself can save them. They're done. They're done. Forever. That's what the Bible teaches. Look at verse 13 now. And will receive the wages of unrighteousness as those who count it pleasure, notice, to carouse, literally to rebel in the daytime, not in the nighttime. They do it 24/7, day or night, doesn't matter. They are spots and blemishes carousing. The word spots here, it's actually related to a dirt spot. And then the word that he uses for blemishes here, it speaks of the person that is disfigured. It has a blemish, remember? Like the lambs that they would bring, and the Pharisees would say, as a blemish, we have to buy one from us. You can't sacrifice this one. These people have blemishes. Carousing means to eat together or to be in a public banquet. Notice what they do. They hang out in banquets. Their own deceptions while they feast with you. So they're having where? They're having communion. They're eating bread with you. They come to parties with you. And yet they seem like they're Christians, but they're not. They're not Christians. So you have to really be careful who you fellowship with. To make sure they're not using you to fleece you. And to use your life. And to deceive you. So you have to choose your friends very carefully in the church. Why? Because there's a mixed multitude that came out of Egypt. Remember when Moses came out? A mixed multitude came out with them. And what happened? They infected the camp. And that's how churches get infected. So we need to be careful. Because he says they commune with you. They go to parties with you. They come to your communion table. They're there. And then he said this, having eyes full of adultery. Notice what he's saying here. Eyes full of adultery. The word here is an adulteress, the word used here. The word that he uses here for the eyes, it goes back to what? Exodus 20:19. One of the Ten Commandments. It's called the seventh commandment. He says, and that cannot stop sinning. They can't stop. Their lust is so consuming, so out of bounds, and so devastating, they can't stop. The moment they wake up, man, they gotta sin. It's an appetite, it's a passion that they have. He says again, enticing unstable souls, they have a heart trained, notice, in covetous practices, even to the point where they'll kill to get it. He says, and are accursed children. Wow. Accursed children. Anathema to the lowest hell. They're accursed. Verse 15, they have forsaken the right way and gone astray. Underline that. They have forsaken the right way, which means what? They were in the church. They knew what was right, but they denied it and willfully rejected it. And they went astray. And notice, following what? The way of Balaam. Balaam is found where? In the book of Numbers 22. Also mentioned in Jude verse 11. And then at the same time, Revelation chapter 2, 14. The sin of Balaam was a sin of greed. Remember the donkey? As he was riding the donkey, he was going, and they were asking him, the king was asking him to seduce the people of God and to pay him a bunch of money. But he said, no, God won't allow me to do it. But as more money was offered to him, on his way on a donkey, the angel of the Lord was standing there with a samurai and was going to cut off his head. And the donkey stood against the edge and crushed his leg. And Balaam started beating the donkey. And the donkey said, why are you beating me? I'm only keeping you from getting your head chopped off. The donkey started speaking and Balaam spoke back to the donkey. He was so mad. That's what he did. And what did Balaam do? He stood there and he went, huh? I mean, what do we need to understand that God is trying to keep us from getting killed, from getting deceived, and there's angels, and there are people that are trying to get your attention, but you're not listening. And it's going to cost you, eventually. Look what he says. They have forsaken the right way and gone astray, following the way of Balaam, the son of Beor, who loved money of unrighteousness, and what else? But he was rebuked for his sin. A dumb donkey speaking with a man's voice restrained the madness of the prophet. Imagine that. God went out of his way in his love and grace and mercy and used his donkey to speak to him so that he would not be killed. Think of what God has done in your life, my life, to keep us from getting killed. But that's the love and the grace and the mercy of God in our lives. That's how much God loves you. That he'll use anything that he can use to keep you from sinning and to keep you away from people like this that are trying to destroy your lives.
Well, as you consider God's frequent warnings of false teaching within the church, we hope today's lesson has reinforced your commitment to personal study of the Bible so you can safeguard yourself with its truth. You're listening to Somebody Loves You Radio with Raul Reese. Now, if you'd like to review today's message, we'll send you an unedited copy for a donation of $5 or more. Just call 800-634-9165 and ask for Raul's teaching titled False Teachers Walk in the Flesh. We'd also like to offer you Raul's new audio pack that further illuminates how important it is to keep Scripture central in your life. Titled The Value of God's Word, this 4-CD series will encourage you to ground your heart and mind with more regular devotion time. Spiritual deception is often subtle and easily missed, but the Lord can call your attention to problems through the pages of His Word. You'll also explore the many other blessings that come from time in the Bible, so don't wait. To make your purchase, visit SomebodyLovesYou.com or call 800-634-9165, and we'll send you The Value of God's Word 4-Message Audio Pack for a gift of $19 or more. That's 800-634-9165. To order by writing us, our mailing address is Somebody Loves You Radio, P.O. Box 4440, Diamond Bar, California, 91765. We also encourage you to take advantage of all of our free Bible-based resources. For guidance in how to base your life on the Scripture, join Raul on his YouTube channel for Straight Talk, streaming every Tuesday at 10 a.m. West Coast time. You can also download any Somebody Loves You radio program as a podcast using Spotify or iTunes, and download our app to your iPhone or Android. This app features a convenient scripture reading plan and digital Bible studies, as well as easy access to Raul's teaching. For more information about these resources or just to connect with us, friend us on Facebook or like us on Instagram. Here at Somebody Loves You Radio, our goal is to support your walk with Christ with the wisdom and strength of God's Word. We'd love to get your feedback on these programs and hear how we can pray for you as well. This ministry is funded solely through the partnership of listeners like you. Every gift you give is tax deductible, and your generous donations help keep us on the air. We invite you to join us again next time as we return to 2 Peter for more insight into the crafty deception of false teachers in the church. You'll find fresh confidence to pinpoint and reject their misinformation as you hold fast to God's Word. Here's Raul now once again to wrap up today's lesson.
And then finally he says this, verse 17, these are wells without water. Wow. Notice that. They're like clouds carried by the tempest. For whom is reserved, what? The blackness and darkness forever. Underline that. What is the lake of fire like? Hell? Darkness. Darkness. Notice that blackness. You can't even see in front of your hand. Forever and ever and ever. And people will have all five senses there. And why? Because they do not believe the knowledge of the truth. They don't want to believe it. And yet God is speaking loud and clear through his word, through people. As the sun rises every morning and goes on in the evening, as we look at the stars, as we look at the ocean and we see everything, the hand of God, nobody will be able to stand before God one day and say, Jesus, you never gave me an opportunity. That's not true. Everybody gets an opportunity before you die. Nobody will be able to point their finger at God. And I pray tonight that the Holy Spirit will speak to us and that we will be transformed and changed by the power of the Holy Spirit so that we can go out and reach out to these people that he's talking about so that God can give them an opportunity before it's too late.
I am falling in love with you.
This program is sponsored by Somebody Loves You Radio in Diamond Bar, California.